It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You can't help but notice the amount of products on the market to help you fight that tired feeling. Drinks like Red Bull, Monster, and 5-Hour Energy Shots are supposed to give you a much-needed jolt. But how safe are these products, especially when mixed with alcohol? Making a return visit to Studio A is Leslie Bonsi, Director of Sports Nutrition at the UPMC Center for Sports Medicine. She is the sports dietitian for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Pirates, Pittsburgh Penguins, and more organizations in Pittsburgh than we have time to mention. Leslie Bonsi, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Are energy drinks and shots bad for you?
You know what? This is a really good question. And the first way that I would answer that is it depends upon the age of the individual. Now, in this past year, we've seen some death attributed to energy drinks, which is just horrifying in teens because the safe level of caffeine is not one size fits all. It's a very different level for kids than it is for adults. And when we look at energy drinks and the major component of them, it is precisely that. It is the caffeine, and it is all over the board. So if somebody says, well, I'm already drinking a lot of coffee, and then I'll have a Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, and maybe I'll have a 5-Hour Energy, we have the potential for caffeine toxicity.
Caffeine toxicity. Well, there have been reports of 13 deaths linked to 5-Hour Energy, which is one of those energy drinks. In addition to caffeine, what's in these drinks that's supposed to boost your energy?
Well, this is the interesting part of it because they all say energy on them, but when you look at the ingredients, and let's take 5-Hour Energy Shot, the only thing that's in there is caffeine and a tiny little bit of sweetener. There really is nothing that provides energy because caffeine is not a source of energy. So the 5-Hour Energy has 4 calories. I will guarantee you, you will not be energized for 5 hours. You couldn't be. But what does happen is because you're having 150 milligrams of caffeine in about a 1-ounce dose of fluid that goes very, very quickly out of the stomach to the brain, and then you get those effects. Oh, well, I'm revved up and my heart's racing and I'm energized. No, you're not. You're stimulated. Now, that's very different than the energy drink. So, for instance, something like the Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, the regular ones, they do have caffeine in varying levels. They also have sugar. So what is really providing the energy to the body? Not the caffeine. It's the sugar because that's the calories. And then there is some fluid and everything else in there just goes along for the ride. You will not be energized with B vitamins. You can't be. So those are typically the things that get added. It really is the caffeine and the sugar. Those are the big 1-2 in those drinks.
And in addition to those, are there ingredients in these products that people should avoid?
Well, the thing that is in some of them, taurine, which is a non-essential amino acid, and certainly the sports nutrition world, the jury is out on if that's going to have any impact in terms of performance in any way, shape, or form. However, taurine can be fatal to felines. So if you have a feline you don't like, you could give them Red Bull, but otherwise it's not a good idea for them to have it. And other than that, sometimes you'll see herbs added to some of these things. And some of those herbs may be problematic because they could be stimulant or they may have some kind of a diuretic effect. Buyer beware. And the other thing that's happening is a lot of people, a lot of young people are saying an energy drink and a sports drink are one and the same. Oh, no, they are not. They are totally different.
Right. Well, a sports drink has things like potassium and other ingredients that you might sweat out during a workout that they're designed to replenish. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily endorsing those, but I would ask you this. As the trainer for 3 very successful sports franchises in Pittsburgh, professional sports franchises, what do you give those athletes? Are they in there drinking 5-Hour Energy or coffee? Because they're people that need energy, right?
Yeah, exactly. There are. And it really does vary by sport. I mean, a lot of my football players really do not. A lot of baseball players do. And part of that is you're there for a long time of the day. You have to get there early for batting practice, and then you're there for the game and all these types of things. But it isn't always about using the energy drinks. We have them because they're allowed in Major League Baseball. But a lot of the guys might stop, they might get coffee, and they're getting caffeine there. But the other thing we provide is food. And that's really where the calories and the energy come from. And it's interesting is over the years, I've seen less reliance upon them because they know that they can go in and they can have a smoothie or they can have a salad or they can have some fruit and yogurt because it is available to them. The energy drinks are the easy way out, but it's, you know, kind of like all smoke and mirrors. There really isn't a lot of substance behind it. And they get pricey, too.
What are they drinking, though? Are they drinking water or is it or something else?
Well, water, and we do have a lot of water available. We do have sports drinks, although that tends to be more on field. That isn't something they're typically having as part of their meal. And with the Pirates and with the Steelers both, we do performance shots. Our chef's very creative about doing a blend every day of various fruits, vegetables, some green tea or some other liquid, and we have that available to them, and they drink it. And I'm thrilled because they're getting fruits and vegetables in. You won't get that in the Red Bull. No way.
I was in the Penguins locker room one time, and I saw it like a coconut drink. What was that?
Coconut water, and that is gaining in popularity right now. And coconut water is actually very high in potassium. Well, that can be a good thing because not everybody gets their potassium needs met. However, it's also very low in sodium, so it doesn't work for everybody because of that ratio. The claim for coconut water is that it is natural sugar. The body doesn't know the difference. If you have a comparable amount of a sports drink or a coconut water, the body's using it the same way. And it does have a bigger price tag, which as an NHL athlete, yes, you can do that. But for the general population with all these things, if you're spending a fortune for your drink, I might want to rethink that a little bit.
We're talking with Leslie Bonsi, Director of Sports Nutrition at UPMC Center for Sports Medicine. Many people mix energy drinks with alcohol. How dangerous is this?
This is really very, very dangerous. And the reason that it is caffeine is a stimulant. Alcohol is a depressant. When you mix them together, you don't get that depressant effect that happens with the alcohol. You don't feel inebriated. You feel just fine. And the caffeine is kind of the stimulus. Hey, let's keep drinking. This is fine. This is fine. So oftentimes people will continue to drink past the point of inebriation because they don't feel it. So that means you're just as impaired if you get behind the wheel of your car than if you did not have the caffeine there. So unfortunately, it does tend to cause people to drink more than they would otherwise.
And we're going to be looking at college students and how they deal with depression and how it can sometimes lead to suicide on campus tomorrow when we welcome some CMU students and faculty to the program. Oftentimes, products are marketed toward teens and college students. Why is that? Easy pickings?
It is. And I mean, everybody's looking for the next latest, greatest, easy. This is really cool. And who doesn't want more energy? Everybody does. Interestingly, in the UK, they're changing the labels on the products. It says stimulant drink. It doesn't say energy drink anymore. And even in Canada, they're being much more proactive about posting the amount of caffeine, because I think a lot of people would just be amazed to know how much caffeine they actually are ingesting. And that's assuming one. A lot of people are doing more than one, and then let's think about volume. A Red Bull is about a 9-ounce can. The 5-hour energy, the rock stars are usually about 16 ounces, and some are 24 ounces. So if you're drinking a couple of those a day, coupled with the Starbucks that you got with a few shots in there, you know, you are on the ceiling.
Do these pose a greater health risk to younger people?
They do, because the safe level of caffeine is lower in younger individuals. And really, when we look at the safe level, it's somewhere between 100 to 200 milligrams a day.
Why is that?
Well, it's because of body size. So, you know, we know if we've got a smaller body size, the effect of that caffeine is going to be much more dramatic when somebody doesn't have the same degree of body mass. It also is about hydration status. It's about a body that's not finished growing. So just putting that into perspective, if 100 to 200 milligrams is a safe level, and the rock star is 250, okay, you're already above. Well, then maybe you have something else that has caffeine in it. And maybe you have a 5-hour energy, and that's 150. Unfortunately, it doesn't take a lot more over the limit for that to have some pretty severe effects. And because it is a central nervous system stimulant, we have elevated heart rate. We have heart racing. We have blood pressure spiking. We have respiratory system getting a little out of whack. This overstimulation can be very, very dangerous to the body.
So let's end this on a positive note by having you suggest some good alternatives to some of these energy drinks.
Exactly. And so if you don't want to use the energy drinks or think maybe I want something else and I really want to have energy, I think a good place to start is that simple exercise of opening up the refrigerator, because there's a lot of energy to be had. So if somebody says, I'll have chocolate milk, okay, that's a source of energy. I'll have a bowl of cereal, that's energy. I'll grab a yogurt, that's energy. If somebody says, I'll go and I'll have coffee and a latte, well, at least you have some energy there because you added maybe some skim milk and a little bit of sweetener, and it is far, far better for the body instead of these very, very pricey items that just give you all the fluff, none of the substance, and unfortunately have a very, very bad side effect.
Sounds like basic common sense.
It's food. It's food. It works.
Leslie Bonsi has been our guest. She's Director of Sports Nutrition at UPMC Center for Sports Medicine and Sports Dietitian for the 3-time Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins, the 6-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers, and the 5-time world champion Pittsburgh Pirates. Leslie, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.